News, I'm Joe Palca. It was only to be a congenial discussion, something bordering on a photo op that might evolve into a conversation of some substance. But at the White House today, in a meeting with President Donald Trump and the Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, it would not be long before the conversation devolved into a very pointed, bitter debate over border security and the president threatening to shut down the United States government.
Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely.
And I am proud, and I'll tell you what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle of shutting down. And I'm going to shut it down for border security.
The president claimed that his border security so far has resulted in 10 terrorists being apprehended at the border.
People are pouring into our country, including terrorists. We have terrorists. We caught 10 terrorists over the last very short period of time. 10. These are very serious people. Our border agents, all of our law enforcement has been incredible what they've done. But we caught 10 terrorists. These are people that were looking to do harm.
This is the wall, of course, that President Trump vowed during his 2016 run for the White House to build and for which he would make Mexico pay. As president, however, President Trump has sought U.S. taxpayer funding for it, but been thwarted by Congress, where Republican colleagues of his have mixed views on the wall and the Democrats are uniformly opposed to it. He would like something in excess of $5 billion for the wall. The Democrats are offering only $1.3 billion, and that for fencing and border security personnel. This is VOA News. Slain journalist Jamal